Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, making life easier. Piedmont Medical Network is with us today as well, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. With us today is a guy who's been on the radio quite a number of times because he's so active in the community. His name is Milt Dallaire. He is what I'm calling a Veterans Affairs advocate, trying to make sure that veterans know about all the stuff that's out there and is available to them that apparently a whole lot of them really know about. So, Milt, how you doing, my friend?
Very good. Hey, thanks for having me on again. This is great. I appreciate it.
All right. So tell everybody about why you're wearing that CB's hat on your head.
Oh, boy.
There we go.
So, so I go back to 1961. I was in my senior year in high school. I got a scholarship from New York Region Scholarship. And basically, I didn't want to go to college. I wasn't ready. I wanted to get out of New York. I wanted to get away from mom and dad. I just wanted to get away.
I joined the Navy.
And I told dad, I come home, I said, I enlisted in the Navy. He says, don't join the Marine Corps, don't join the Army. Enough said. In the Seabees, I didn't realize. I enlisted to be an electrician. I go to boot camp. I get out. They send me to Port Wayne, Amy, California, engineering aid school, to become a surveyor.
Surveyor.
Yeah, to do layout work. So that was my first hurdle and disappointment. But at the end of the day, it really turned out to point me in the right direction for a career. So I left Port Wayne Amy, and they shipped me to a place called Camp Geiger, which is part of Camp Lejeune. And I went through 4 weeks of Marine Corps, or SOI, or what they call CB Combat Warfare, and we were assigned to go to Chu Lai, Vietnam. Good news. I was very lucky. I got orders to Davisville, Rhode Island, and I went to school for nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, defense, disaster recovery and control.
Jeez, how did you remember that?
They shipped me overseas to Newfoundland, and I was with the Canadian Navy, the Marine Corps, and the U.S. Navy, and I basically worked out of Argentia for disaster control and as an instructor. Got out in 1965 after 3 years and headed directly to college. I knew what I didn't want to do. Seabees was a good experience. It was a very esprit de corps. But I knew that going to school and getting my engineering degree was what I wanted to do.
I have to give you a quick story to top that. My brother-in-law, Dr. Kenny, he had the same type of thing. He went to college, didn't like college. His dad and he agreed he was going to go into the Navy. And he got in the Navy and he became a Navy corpsman, went through all that stuff, tough. Went to Vietnam. When he came back from that experience, he got the GI Bill to pay for him to get his college degree, got his master's degree, and then went on to get his PhD in experimental pathology. All of a sudden, boom, he saw the light.
Well, you know, it's interesting because some of the younger vets, we don't know where they are. They get out, and military branches don't define where they're going. The VA doesn't really get any idea what state they're going to wind up. We hear about them afterwards. When the VA here in New York County sees them and hears from them is when they apply for education or health care, because a lot of them are they're injured, so the VA sure. wants to stay with them yeah. and follow them. But the younger folks, we don't know. It's the older crowd that we have a tough time with.
So we can start this conversation off with just a thing called disconnect. I mean, why wouldn't the Department of Defense let you know that Milt Dallaire had just, you know, gotten the heck out of the United States Navy, and he's going to Timbuktu?
Well, it's like when I got the GI Bill. I checked into college and the administrative office says, oh, you're a veteran. Guess what you're entitled to? I didn't get anything from the VA. My suggestion and recommended we run upon is if you're a veteran in any county in the United States, and in particular, let's talk about York County, you need to register with the county VA office over at 1070 Heckle Boulevard, and it's the back of the tax office. And I would suggest if you're older or younger, male, female, don't care, give them a call, 803-909-7525, and make an appointment. You need to navigate the system and find out what you're entitled to. But make sure you have your DD-214. That's the document that you get when you get out of the military. If you don't have it, they can provide it.
Because there are literally hundreds of things that the VA can do and wants to do to help its vets. But they got to know where you are, and you're right. I mean, you would think, Milt, that when somebody disengaged from the military, that they would say that one thing to them. We don't know where you're going, but here, take this little card. Call your local, you know, VA office when you get to wherever you're going. Please do that.
I think the missing point is probably those folks like me who served 3 to 4 years. We come home. At least I knew where I wanted to go. But if you talk to the young folks today and ask them what your plans are, what is your goal and objective, some do not understand what to do. My objective as a pathfinder, by the way, which was established by the South Carolina Department of Veterans Affairs, is to mentor and guide these younger veterans. I work with John Cioni over at York Tech to kind of help those kids along, understand what's available. And that's where we go from here. It's an interesting, one of the things when a veteran arrives and gets separated and comes into York County, we've got the Department of Veterans Affairs, we've got the South Carolina Veterans Affairs, we've got social outreach programs that are profit and nonprofit, and if they need assistance, they don't know where to go.
Wow.
Now, the VA office can basically take care of your health care and things like that to get you going for education. So they can handle that. But if you have no idea or you're lost in the crowd, nobody knows where to go. So it's an interesting.
All right. So your efforts as a veteran yourself is to try to make life a little bit easier for vets by saying we've got all these pods of veterans all over the place, but we don't have really one umbrella organization or umbrella whatever to try to get all the information out to everybody. Is that about right?
That's right. So if I were to challenge or visit with any of the veterans organizations in New York County, American Legion, VFW, Purple Heart, whatever, and ask them, where is charity prioritized in your program, in your budget? I'm not sure I'd get a good answer. So after I stepped down from York County Veterans Advisory Council, I took this Pathfinder program with South Carolina DVA and Columbia. I was approached by Post 34,
all right,
American Legion on Heckle. The commander asked me if I would basically drive, and they recruited me to be the post service officer. So that's the first... and I could be wrong, but it's the first veterans organization that's approached me to say, hey, look, we need recruiting to find out where these veterans are. What I'm finding out is veterans aren't going to come to you. You got to go to them.
And does that surprise you?
No.
It doesn't?
It did at the beginning. But as I've been in this thing for 2 years trying to help vets. So the perfect example is Taylor Thomas. In the VA, we agreed with an MOU to look after veterans. Mm-hmm. They looked after those that were homeless and in need. So they started a veterans coffee over there once a month.
It's down at Pathways.
Pathways.
Okay.
Which I think is an outstanding program. You get an opportunity to meet veterans. The homeless have a better network than the veterans. What the hell's wrong with that? Now, I'm trying to understand that.
That strike you funny, doesn't it?
No, it's but those are the things that kind of, you know, it, as I say, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So you're trying to connect the dots.
Yeah, so you and I talked about it Friday, but we're looking at the what they call CVEB, Community Veterans Engagement Board. It's a team effort. It's similar to private business quality functional deployment. Let's get everybody together that's in some sort of a responsible position. For example, we've got the York County VA office here in town. We've got the South Carolina DVA. We've got the VA clinic. We got the Affinity College at York Tech. We've got Winthrop University, which has veterans.
Good.
We've got the Rock Hill Housing Authority. We got Pathways. We got Veterans Bridge Homes. We got the district commander here. How do we get these folks to talk about issues and where are the gaps? How can we get all these folks together and talk about and share information, which currently doesn't happen? So I just want to bring it to a different level.
Okay, so you've got all these. You've obviously talked to all these groups individually.
Yes.
So why don't you just set a meeting and say, come on.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to start. Well, we started a couple of months ago. But
okay.
Tomorrow morning, I've got some folks coming in. Going to meet in my office at McDonald's and Dave Lyle. I don't mean to. But believe it or not, that's where I run into a lot of homeless vets and homeless people. And I'll buy them a coffee or whatever. But anyway, we've got a collection of data. We know what we want to do. Now we've got to organize it and prioritize it. So that's where we're heading right now.
So the first meeting of this group is going to be at McDonald's on Dave Law Boulevard.
Because Milt asked him to have it at McDonald's.
All right. So how many of these, I mean, you rattle off about a dozen different groups. How many are coming?
Well, tomorrow it's going to be the leadership.
I got that.
So the next step is I've gone out to talk to, for example, Matt Webb, director to York County VA.
Yeah.
Jelani Edwards in Columbia. Megan Shepherd here at the York Clinic, John Cioni at York Tech. Everybody wants to be part of it. Dwayne Alford over at the Rock Hill Housing Authority. These are important parts to help those veterans in need. We've kind of prioritized what the needs are. The first need, communication internally and externally in the veteran community is terrible.
It's terrible.
Terrible. We got to change that. And you and I talked about that Friday. So we got to address that issue. How do we get the word out? We got housing or homelessness. We got employment issues. I'm following this issue over at the research area very closely currently because I see opportunities for veterans. Mm-hmm. Rock Hill Economic Development, Chamber of Commerce. How do we connect? We're not connected with those folks. How do we connect to them? Benefits. The veterans don't understand their benefits. I had a veteran pass away 3 months ago, and his wife called me because she didn't know exactly what she was entitled to because he never shared what it was. And he's a retired E-9 from the Navy. So those are the kind of things you step in the middle of and try to help.
Golly, day. I'm still stuck on the fact that the vets don't realize that there's things for them after they get out of the military, but they got to go and say, hi, my name is Milt Dallaire. I'm a new vet here from York County. And let me tell you my story or whatever and see where you can plug me in. My gosh.
So we got to market the program. We got it. South Carolina DVA has done a pretty good job. We want to take it to the next level. And the York County Veterans Office, the director, they can collect the data, the information, and so can Columbia at the South Carolina DVA office. They'll then distribute it to the Pathfinders, and then we get involved in the programs. We want to go to the veterans. We don't want them to come to us. We want to go to them.
So York County is a bastion of vets. We got a lot of vets here.
14,000.
I was going to say about 15,000 of them. And you're sitting here basically telling me that, what, half of these 15,000? I mean, those 15,000 are all registered? Are they all registered?
I don't know.
How do we know they got 15,000 vets?
That's data we got collected from the South Carolina Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay.
Now, I can't validate any of that, but if that's true, I'm saying to myself, holy cow.
So look, put it this way. If you added up all the membership from all these different organizations that you just talked about, it probably wouldn't come to 1,000.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So we are disconnected, and we have to get connected.
We got to get, for example, Dwayne Alford over at the Rock Hill Housing.
Yeah. Good guy.
Connect, a great guy. Retired Air Force.
Yeah.
Not that I want to
we
talk
We won't
about
hold that against
I don't
him,
want
right?
to talk to the Air Force. So, but there's an example of somebody can help those in need from a homeless perspective. They have a representative from the VA over there I never even knew existed. I walked in there, met with Dwayne, sit down, and there's a VA card. A young lady, I hope I pronounce her name right, Lisa Tolfache.
Oh, and I saw the name.
Yeah, I said, so what do you do? He says, I help veterans. I says, are you getting any referrals? She says, a few.
A few.
So I've given her three here in the last month. And
Jesus.
She's ecstatic. I mean, she's going, holy cow. I says, an example.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, making life easier. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, what we do here at Substation 2, we do it every day of the week, Monday through Saturday, from 10 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, and we do it right before your eyes. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're going to tell everybody who's not here right now why they should get here pretty quickly. One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, slice. Garden, garden.
Not bad, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Plan your summer getaway with Founders Federal Credit Union. Whether it's an RV, motorcycle, or boat, you can enjoy special rates on recreational vehicle loans, and we'll beat your current rate by 2%. Take advantage of this offer and plan a cross-country trip or leg getaway. Founders makes it easy to finance your dream RV and hit the road in style. Visit foundersfcu.com/RVLoans for more details. Promotional rate ends July 31st, 2026. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Piedmont Medical Center is evolving to care for you, starting with a new name and look. Join us as we enter a new chapter as Piedmont Medical Network. For more than 40 years, we've provided comprehensive care for our community. Today, we're home to 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and hundreds of compassionate physicians dedicated to caring for you. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com/about.
For more than 130 years, Comporium has been a part of the fabric of this community. We've grown alongside schools, organizations, and local businesses, always committed to helping this place we call home succeed. Comporium employees aren't strangers. They're friends, family, and neighbors you see every day. Where others see customers, we see community. We give back, building trust that lasts for generations. Comporium, here for you.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway. And it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food. And being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Milt Dallaire is with us. He is a veteran extraordinaire who is now trying to do great work for veterans who just don't seem to have a connection with the VA office, and therefore they're missing out on benefits that they are entitled to because they serve this country. Have you gotten frustrated with this yet?
I'll tell you what's the frustrating part. You just spent a lot of time with a veteran, and I've spent at least four vets that I basically say, if you take ownership and I'll guide you through the process, but you got to own it. I can't own it. You got to take care of it. The amazing part is the ones that walk away from it.
Walk away from it?
Yeah. That is frustrating.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What? Did they give a reason why they walked away? They don't want to mess with the government or what?
Some of it is pride. A lot of veterans don't qualify for, because one of the big issues we have to deal with is if you don't qualify for VA benefits and you're outside the system, but you're a veteran and you're running into issues like homelessness, like need for food and so forth, we don't walk away from that. We look after that veteran. That's part of our responsibility. And I've got a guy right now, he's 83 years old. He's upside down in his house. He probably owes in his credit cards in excess of six figures.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And he's neglected his home. So we got a hold of Habitat for Humanities, and they have a program. And we got to tie in with them. And I learned about it through Taylor. So I get a hold of them, and we get him out there. And they basically cleaned up his house and added some value. I mean, water system, gutters. Plus, he's a hoarder. I mean, it was pretty bad. So the thing is, you can't walk away from that. You got to help him.
Well, he obviously was impacted by his time in the service. He's just not thinking right.
Well, that's the other thing. So you get a lot of some veterans don't necessarily tell you the facts. So I always, to qualify him, first of all, I want to see the DD-214. That's the validation point.
Right.
If he hasn't got a DD-214 and he needs to get it, I'll get it first, but I want to read it, and I want to make sure, all of us do that are in this, make sure he qualifies. Now, we'll send him over to the VA office. For example, I got a 76-year-old vet right now. He's got COPD. He just had a stroke about 9 months ago. He's living in his car. He spent 3 years on an aircraft carrier between 70 and 73. And there's a PAC program available for those. May not have been in combat, but they were aboard areas where there was contamination.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know that. He said, I don't even know where to go. I said, well, I met him over at Pathway. Sit down. Let's talk. We got him connected. So we're going forward.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. All right. So you're going to have your gathering. Is that tomorrow? You're going to have that gathering?
We're going to start tomorrow. We've got everything, all the preliminaries done. You saw my PowerPoint presentation.
Sure.
That's my presentation. Next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call the potential leaders and establish a meeting with them.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing I'm going to do is prioritize. I got to prioritize and get certification letter MOUs for all the social outreach program, like St. Mary's Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Pathways we got.
Sure.
Now we
got to
get Habitat approved. I want to make sure it's approved by the VA, and then we can use that as a good support.
So you get all that together, and you got everybody agreeing to do whatever this new organization's. I mean, do you want to formalize this organization? Do you want to set it up and give it a 501c3 and all that?
No.
No.
It's CVEB. CVEB stands for Community Veterans Engagement Board. I'll give you a copy of this.
All right.
It is a local group made up of veterans, community leaders, resource providers who work together to support veterans and their families. Okay. These boards identify gaps in local services and connect veterans to the help they need. This initiative was started a couple of years ago, as I understand it. They've rewritten it. And I come out of a Six Sigma background, so I'm looking at what it does. It's similar to Quality Functional Deployment, QFD, where everybody gets together as a team and takes care of a particular issue. And they also talk to one another and understand what each other is doing. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm also going to, we are part of the Midlands Veterans Engagement.
Okay.
So I'm in communications with them now because I want to find out what I have to do and what we have to do here to establish this program in Rock Hill.
All right, so this program, if you get it put together up here,
yep,
and you get everybody else to buy into this thing,
yep,
it is basically going to do what? Make sure that the veterans are, I don't know, taken and
they got a place to go.
They got a place to go.
And we got to advertise the fact there are places to go. Now, we started with Pathways, and that's worked out fairly well, but we're only talking maybe three or four veterans in the last 3 weeks. And I'm saying how many other veterans are out there. I've worked with, in probably the last 10 months, 20, 25 veterans. Some I can't help, but most I can. And believe it or not, these social outreach programs, they don't care if you're a veteran or not. If you're in need, you're in need.
Well, that's nice.
It is.
That works out.
I'd like to have it defined as, let me know when a veteran goes in there so we know that he's there and we can take the next step to help him.
Sure.
Now, I've got three women, single mothers, that are homeless. And I just referred one over to Dwayne.
Right.
And she's going to be out the end of July this month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on a place for her. But you'd be surprised how many women are living in the woods.
I think we found that out when the Lifehouse opened its doors down here at Pathways. I mean, they sleep, 40 women a night?
Yeah.
Plus at the other places they have, the transitional homes, you can add another 20 to that. I mean, it's amazing that people get into these conditions that they're in.
It's like pilgrims and places like that. Yeah. It's the same thing. You go, what the heck?
Well, you got the situation's everywhere. It's everywhere in the country. It's sad. But we know what happens. I mean, in terms of housing has gotten so expensive. Rent's gotten so expensive. And, you know, people have got to work because ain't nothing out there free all the time. All right, Milt, I hope you're going to keep us in touch on this.
That's an example of a coalition.
Okay.
Let's put it on a piece of paper and let's sell the program.
Good.
Easy.
Good. Easy peasy, right? All right. His name is Milt Dallaire. He's a great guy. He's trying to help out the vets. And if you know a vet that he can help out with, let him know.
803-322-0111.
You're the man, Milt. Thanks so much. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, making life easier. Okay, what we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, is we make your life easier every day of the week with fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes. How we do it, of course, is in the magic white letters, and we're all going to talk about it together at the count of three to encourage you to get out of there and come on in here. Here we go at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
All right, have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.